All right, welcome to the Fit Vegan Podcast. I'm your show host, Maxim Seguin, and I'm the founder and CEO of Fit Vegan Coaching, a company that is on a mission to help 10,000 people get lean, thrive, and reduce their risk of chronic illnesses by 2033 and a million by 2050. I believe that having a fit, healthy body and mind is the foundation to living an incredible life, and this is what the show will give you if you choose to listen and implement. Enjoy the episode and have a great day. All right. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Fit Vegan Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about how to stay on track with your transformation, how to get back on track with your transformation when you don't want to. All right. So this is, I think, a very important topic, way more important than how to structure your nutrition, how to structure your workout, because at the end of the day, some of you have access to information or already to a workout plan or a nutritional plan that you can follow. But here's the thing that messes up most people's transformation is that when they go off track, they stay off track, right? And don't necessarily have the tools to be able to get back at it so that they can reach their goal. And so what I'm going to share with you today are tips to help you get back on track so you ultimately can reach the goal that you want. Whether it's to improve your body composition, to get more lean, more tone, build more muscle, lose 40 pounds, 60 pounds, 100 pounds, get some abs for the first time, do your first triathlon or whatever it may be, I'm going to be sharing with you some psychological tricks that you can use on yourself to get the job done. But before I get into those, I want to create a little analogy, a little image in your head so you can understand the road that I'm going to go on with some of those lessons. So let's just say that you are on a road and you're at one point at the starting point at the beginning, and at the end is your goal, whatever that may be, right? Putting on muscle, improving your body composition, losing 40 pounds, training for a race, whatever that may be. And along that path, there are speed bumps, there's stop signs, there's trees that are across the road. Like, there's a bunch of obstacles to you getting there. It's not a clear path. So the first thing is, a lot of people, the number one thing I've seen that screws people up in their transformation is a mismanagement of expectation. They, for some reason, think that they're going to get on this road and walk the whole way through until the end and think that there's not going to be any obstacles. That is not the truth. We've helped transform almost 800 people at this point. No one's ever had a perfect path. There's always something in the road. There's always going to be obstacles. There's always going to be curve, like speed bumps, trees, stop signs, little bumps on the side of the road. There's always going to be things that are going to be slowing down your progress and throwing you off track ultimately. And so the first thing is to know that there will be things in the path to slow you down and bring you off track. It'll never be a perfect straight path. So the first one is to manage your expectation. Right now, as you kind of start to walk onto this road, a core understanding I think we can all agree on is that if there was no obstacles and that you just continue to walk the road at, let's just say, we're going to grab steps at like 60 steps per hour. We all agree that if you continue walking, you would get to the end, right? Okay. Let's just say you are to walk at 40 steps per hour. Right. Again, this is just a weird analogy. Like, I know it would be way more steps than that you can walk in an hour. Let's just say 2,000 steps per hour. We all agree that if you walk 2,000 steps per hour continuously, you'd be able to reach your goal, right? As long as you don't stop. Let's just say we bring it down to 1,000 steps per hour, it'll take you twice as long. But if you continue walking, you'll still get to your goal. Now, let's just say that you take one step an hour. If you take one step an hour over and over and over again, eventually you will get to your goal. You will get to the end destination, right? So we all agree that if you continue to move forward, you will get to your goal. It's just the speed at which you're going to get there is going to change, right? Boom. Perfect. We can agree on one thing. Now we're going to throw in speed bump, branches in the road, you know, stop sign, yellow lights, whatever it may be, like a light system. So when you start off your journey, you have all the best intentions. You're like, oh, I'm going to be perfect. I'm not going to miss my workouts. I'm going to be perfect with my nutrition. I'm going to do my meal prep. I'm going to buy my new gym outfit, my new running shoes. I'm going to get my gym membership. You're all excited, right? A little honeymoon phase. And then you start your journey and you're potentially able to kind of neglect certain areas of your life. Like, oh, I'm going to sleep a little bit less. I can get my workout in the morning. and I'll still be able to spend time with my kids in the evening, and I'll work a little bit less or whatever it may be. But if, and as you progress along, I don't know for you, but if you have less sleep after about a week, you're pretty tired, right? It might be a little bit more challenging for you to wake up that early morning to do the workouts. And so stressors from life, emergencies at your work, last minute projects at your work, activities with the kids, vacations, business trip, fight with your partner, forgetting to go to the grocery store and meal prepping, having a stressful day and ordering food in or having a glass of wine. Like, those are all things that tend to throw people off track, right? We can all agree. I know, because I've coached over almost 800 people. I know that these things happen. So understanding that these are kind of part of life, right? Like, sometimes, like, for example, today when I'm recording this podcast, there is no food in my house. Ivy just left for a business trip for the poker stuff. I can see the TV host for it. We didn't go grocery shopping. I've been busy all day, and currently I am starving. I forgot to go grocery shopping last night because I chose to spend time with Ivy, right? So I have two options. I can suck it up and go to a grocery store after, or I can order food in. I'm going to suck it up and go to a grocery store after and record this podcast while being hungry, because I know I'm not going to die from being hungry, but I know that it'll feel terrible if I order food and it's going to make me feel like shit, right? So it's a choice we have to make. So this is a part of life. It's part of life that there's last minute projects, emergencies, trips, vacations, all of these fun things. So understanding that life will kick you in the butt several times, sometimes per week, per month, you have to learn how to handle these situations. And so a few big sayings that we have inside of our coaching program, our Fit Vegan coaching program, is one, win the next meal. Right? There's going to be meals where you're going to be off track. And we know that as a coach, and we expect it. It's a part of the game. And so if you have a meal where, again, you forget to go grocery shopping, you order food out and you go off track, hey, cool. Lesson learned. Prepare better next time. Now just eat your next meal that you're supposed to eat. Because if you played a game of compensation, of trying to eat less food the next day to compensate over like the maybe more processed junky food that you ate, if you're trying to do more cardio to compensate for some of the, you know, over food that you ate, then what's going to happen is you're going to start to develop an unhealthy relationship with food and exercise, and ultimately an unhealthy relationship with your body. And we don't want any of that. It's a vicious cycle that's really hard to get out of. And so the simple way to not get into that vicious cycle is to not get into it. And so if you have a meal where you go off track, simply focus on winning the next meal. You know, we've had this happen in our program. Some people struggle a little bit with binge eating, and someone came and they had like 4,000 calories of like processed junk food on a Thursday night. And on Friday, they felt bad. They didn't want to tell us. And eventually they told us. And our response is always the same. Hey, hope you had a good time. What's the lesson we can learn here? Just go back to eating your breakfast. Just go back to eating your lunch and your dinner and your smoothie, right? Like it doesn't serve anyone to try to compensate. Just win the next meal. And so basically what that does when you do that is it allows you to get back on track as fast as possible, because, hey, I've been there personally as well, where I've had moments where I binged, not anymore, but back in the day when I had a bad relationship with food, I've binged on some donuts. And then the next day I was like, well, Monday's coming up in 4 days. So let me just wait until Monday to get back on track, right? Who's been there? I've been there, right? Or I'll wait for the next month, right? Because Monday is, the next month is starting in like 1 week and a half. I'll just wait for the next month to get back on track. And some people sometimes just wait for the next New Year's resolution, right? So the longer you wait to get back on track, it's like you being on this road and just you stop walking. You literally stop walking, you stop trying to move forward. And then they say in January of the next year, you restart walking on that path. Potentially you've backtracked a little bit because you put a little bit of weight on from being off for so long. And so the key is, by winning the next meal, maybe you're not taking a full step forward. Maybe you're taking half a step forward. But hey, if you keep taking a bunch of half a steps, eventually you get to the end of the road. And so that's the key with winning the next meal. Now, the same principle applies to the workout. Win the next workout, right? We make our clients train between, you know, 3 to 4 times a week for the most part. Because again, they're not training to be in the Olympics. So they don't need to train like a super athlete. They don't make a living out of working out where they get to do a competition and make millions of dollars. They have a job, they have family, they have obligations. We train our clients like real people because they have real lives. And so let's say you are to work out 3 to 4 times a week. That means that you have 3 to 4 days a week that you have off of your workouts. So that means that you can technically move your days of working out 3 to 4 times. So if you can't do your workout on Monday, great, just move it to Tuesday, right? On Tuesday, you do it. You're supposed to have another one on Thursday. You miss Thursday, great, just do it Friday. And you work out the next one, do it on Saturday, do it on Sunday. By having these days off, you're able to move things around. So focusing on winning the next workout is the same strategy. If you miss a workout, that's if you're on the road and you're not taking a step forward. You cannot move forward if you don't take a step. Even if you take an inch of a step, you're still moving forward, right? Like, I just want people to get that. If you literally walk 1 inch at a time, but over and over again, it is undeniable that you will get to your end goal. But the thing that when people slip off, they go backwards or they stop walking. You cannot get anywhere if you stop walking. The faster you get back on track, those small increments of progression are make it undeniable for you to get to the goal that you want to. So that's the third thing. The fourth thing is for you to accept that you're going to mess up. I actually wrote fuck up on my notes, but I was trying to be more polite, but I still said it out loud, right? Understand that you will mess up. It is part of being human. You're not a robot. You have emotions. You have stressful days at work. You have your own conditioning, your own belief, your own value system. Self-sabotage kicks in. Be gentle with yourself. If you go off track, trying to analyze why, how could you have handled it better the next time? Win the next meal and win the next workout. That's it. That's the end of it. You don't need to beat yourself up. You don't need to wait a week to get back on track. You don't need to starve yourself or over-exercise or whatever punishment you would do to make yourself feel better because you messed up, right? Like just, messed up. I can't do anything about it. If you're walking down a road to get to your goal and you step sideways and you're on the side of the road, are you going to be like, God damn, I walked sideways on the side of the road. Let me sprint backwards 10 steps. No, you'd be like, it's just logical for me to get back on the road and to continue to move forward. Like you don't need to make things worse because you stepped off track. You stepped off track. Cool. All right. Just back on track and keep walking and keep moving forward. That's all you have to do. And then the fifth thing is that analogy of road that I mentioned. There's going to be speed bumps in the road. So that might reduce the speed at which you're going to be moving forward, right? There might be trees in the middle of the road. That might take you a little bit longer, right? Maybe you have to walk around it. Maybe you have to lift it and get it out of the road. Maybe you have to cut it and move it to the side of the road. There may be, zones with like slower speed than others. But ultimately, the thing I want you to understand is that consistency will compound. If you continue to move forward, it is undeniable for you to reach your weight loss goal. And I had this reflection this morning as I was driving to the gym. Detach yourself from the timeline, right? When people come to work with us, we have a certain timeline that we can approximately give for people to reach their goal if they're at least 90% compliant, right? I don't expect perfection from anyone. Any coach that does that, I think, is stupid because it's unrealistic, right? No one's going to be perfect with their training plan and meal plan. So we only ask for 90% compliance, you'll be able to reach your goal within the time frame that we kind of agree on together. But who cares if you are only 60% compliant and it takes you 1.5 times longer or 2 times longer. Like, I don't know for you, but I used to be, how many pounds more? I used to be 55 pounds heavier than I am now. I felt like shit. I was so fat. I was so uncomfortable. My butt was so big. I would just hit shit everywhere I'd go. I'd turn around, my butt would hit something and a water bottle would fall down. I hit my laptop. Like, it wasn't great to be that big. Hard to find clothes, always hot. The stairs sucked. I was out of breath easily. And so to me, it's like, I care more about feeling phenomenal and confident in my body, knowing I have ownership over my health and my fitness, than getting there within a certain time frame, right? So some of you are going to come and work with us and you will be able to be 90% compliant. Some of you will work with us and you have so much trauma, weird value system or belief system, and some self-sabotage that you may only be able to be 60% compliant. Who cares? We will continue working with you until you reach your goal. I care more about you reaching your goal than for you to be attached to this specific time frame when you understand that there's lessons, you have more lessons to learn than someone that's able to be 90% compliant. So I hope that makes sense. Because when you are really attached to a goal, you don't care about the timeline. And I'll give you two examples. I always refer to this image. If you're watching on YouTube, if you're listening on podcast, sorry, on audio, I have a photo of me with my wife and Tony Robbins. I heard about Tony Robbins when I was 15 years old. And I told myself that I wanted to be like him and I wanted to take a photo with him. And I told myself that I would do that within 2 years of me learning about it. So by the time I'm 17, and it took me over 15 years to make that goal happen, where I was able to join Platinum Partnership. If you don't know what it is, it's a pretty exclusive group of entrepreneurs that does private trips with Tony. So I was able to join Platinum Partnership. I was able to go to private trip in Hawaii. I was able to talk to him, take a photo with him. Do you think I care that it took me 15 years to get to this position? No, I'm just excited that I did it. And so that's why I always tell people, I pretty much always get what I want because I'm so detached from the timeline. If I want something, I don't care how long it takes, as long as I get the thing that I want. And so for me to get the mission of helping 10,000 people get lean and thrive and disease-proof their body on plants by 2033 and a million by 2050, those are just milestones for me to kind of put some pressure on myself to get there on time. But do you think that when I get to 2033, if I didn't help 10,000 people, that I'm just going to quit? No, I care more about impacting the lives of 10,000 people than by the year that I've set for myself. It's just a fun little timeline that I've set there to kind of set as a goal or be like, hey, it'll be cool if I hit it by that point. But if I don't, I'm not going to give up until I help 10,000 people. I'm not going to give up till I hit a million people. Even if it takes me the rest of my life to do, I don't care. I care more about impacting the lives of people. Same thing, I did a podcast recording with Robert Cheek for Chef AJ's show. Same thing, Robert said in the 1990s, he wanted to be a New York Times bestselling author. And he thought he was going to do it within a few years. It took him 20 years to do it. And I asked him, do you care that it took that long? And did it happen perfectly when it did? He's like, oh man, I don't care that it took 20 years. I'm just happy I did it. And yes, it did happen perfectly because I had greater appreciation for it because I fought for it for this long. And so that's the thing I want to tell you. Your health and your fitness is the most important thing that you should prioritize in your life. It will make you a better wife, a better husband, a better parent, a better leader in your community. It just make you a better person. Everyone feels better when they're in a healthy body and they're sleeping well and they feel phenomenal. I know that I'm a much better person when that's the case. When I'm sleep deprived, I eat shit food and I miss my workout, I'm cranky, I'm anxious, and I can be borderline be depressed. I don't feel good in those phases. And so when I'm the best version of myself, I can serve to the highest of my ability. I can serve for the purpose that I feel that I've been put on this earth, which is obviously serve you guys, serve our clients through our program. And so that's what I want you to understand. Be attached more to the goal than the timeline. It's not going to happen perfectly. Don't compare your journey to other people because other people are in a different position than you, right? Don't, again, some of you, a lot of the people that we work with are between 45 to 80 years old. I'd say maybe 60% women, 40% men. I am fully aware that I am not within that age bracket. But I know that I can produce results within that group of people because we've had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them, as you can see on our website and on our podcast and our Fit Vegan success stories. And so I don't have to be in that age group to prove that I can help those people transform because I've helped all of those people transform. I already know that it works. So understand that those are the people that we coach, but what I'm trying to say is don't compare yourself to someone like me. This is literally what I do for a living. What I do for a living is coach people, work out, record incredible podcasts with some awesome guests. I have a pretty great life now, right? I didn't always. Before, it felt like I was living in a cave, caring for my late partner who was going through cancer. I went through 5 years. Basically, pretty much half of my 20s was spent being a caregiver in really harsh conditions. And so I built this life for myself because I took a ton of risk. I did a lot of work, way more than people can even imagine. Took a lot of risk, way more than people can even imagine. So I built my life to be able to work out freely, to be able to do all of these things. So don't compare yourself to me. Don't compare yourself to other people because other people might have an easier situation than you, but it doesn't make it impossible for you to do it. And so my biggest piece of advice for you is detach yourself from the timeline, manage your expectation, and understand that if you keep moving forward, even if it's an inch, even if it's a millimeter, it is undeniable that you will be able to reach your goal. As if that goal is really important to you, you will not care about the timeline. And I think you should care about being healthy and fit, because if you are, it may be adding a decade of quality years to your life. And maybe right now you don't have kids or have kids or grandkids, whatever it may be, but I'm pretty confident that if you have kids, grandkids, or people that you love around you, that you would love to spend an additional decade with them and not cut it short because you weren't able to take care of yourself. So I just want you to understand, man, I'm going to repeat this one last time. I just want you to understand the core freaking truth that if you keep moving forward an inch at a time, even a millimeter at a time, it is undeniable that you will get to where you want to. You will go off track. Who cares? I go off track all the time. I fail way more often than I win. But the reason why I keep winning is because I keep failing and getting back on track. And that is possible for you too. It's literally as simple as continuing to show up, because consistency compounds. All right? Guys, I hope this podcast was helpful. If it was, let me know in the comment section below if you're watching on YouTube. If you think that this episode would be valuable for someone, please share it with them, because this is one of the core truths of life for you to be able to have success in your relationship, in your fitness, in your health, in your career, in your finances. The act of showing up and taking it one step at a time makes it undeniable for you to get to where you want to. And so thank you for listening to this episode, and I will see you on Tuesday's episode with one of our incredible guests. Have an amazing day, everyone. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the episode and would like to support, please share it with others that would benefit from it. Share it on social media and be sure to leave a 5-star rating and review. You can also follow me on Instagram at Maxim_official and on YouTube at Fit Vegan. The links will also be in the show notes. I'll see you in the next episode.